Prague's transport system is marking the end of an era on Thursday. The capital's underground system is taking the last of its original Soviet-built carriages out of everyday service on the metro network. The milestone event has sparked a mixture of nostalgia, but also relief. Chris Johnstone reports.
Fans of the Moscow-built 8171-type carriages had a last chance to travel on the rather box-like and Spartan wagons on Thursday. The city's transport bosses officially said goodbye a day earlier to the carriages that have carried millions of Czechs and foreigners for the last 31 years. Radovan Steiner is the Prague city councillor in charge of its transport network. He was asked for his feelings at the official farewell.
I would say mixed feelings. On one hand, nostalgic feelings, you know, memories of my childhood in Russian trains in Prague metro. On the other hand, a strong feeling of, let's say, modern Prague, 21st century Prague metro, which operates now only very modern new trains on the C line and modernized trains on the A and B lines.
The carriages were first delivered to the then Soviet bloc Czechoslovakia in January 1978. They started to replace a previous Soviet model, the ECS, which was not suited for the newly built A line, and the new rolling stock soon became the workhorse of the developing three-line network. Soviet-made carriages had been forced on the newly created Prague metro as a symbol of the fraternal relations between the two socialist states, even though alternative Czechoslovak carriages had been designed and could have easily been built. Josef Niemeček is currently Prague Transport Company's general manager of rolling stock. He complains the Russian-built carriages developed a reputation as unreliable soon after they were first delivered. They demanded constant adaptations, and there were annual arguments with the manufacturers about replacement parts and improvements. He adds that the Moscow manufacturers just could not understand what the Czechs were complaining about. Mr. Niemeček has no regrets now about the final farewell after already ending deliveries of Russian rolling stock in 1990 following the Velvet Revolution.
After this political changes in Czech Republic, I did director of metro, and I have a very, very pleasant situation as I go to Russia and finish delivery of this car. For me, it's the best day in my life.
He witnessed the 8171 carriages take a symbolic penultimate trip at Prague's Kacherov depot, where they were first introduced 31 years earlier. In a certain sense, the 8171 carriages will still be in service after a fashion. Most of the 507 units originally transported 2,500 kilometres to Prague have been almost completely rebuilt and transformed at Škoda's Pilsen Works. These hybrids, regarded it seems now as more Czech than Russian, will continue in service for years to come. Some of the unchanged originals are off to a Czech museum, and some will still be used for special historic metro trips.
That was Chris Johnstone reporting there on the